Hello, this is Gigi.
Hey Gigi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, so got the information for you. So basically, your husband's credit score is pretty high. Yours is around a 613. You have a few collections on your credit. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't, but I'm
No
sure I
worries.
do.
I can help you get that stuff off. Let me go
Okay,
over the
thank you.
options that's approved right now. Both programs are discounted. I'm going to explain both programs, but since this is your first time doing this type of financing, if you have any questions, feel free to stop me and I'll give you any answer you need. So
Okay.
you can do anything up to 60 months. Now, most customers, especially when their business is growing, they're going to opt for the longest term possible because it's going to keep their payment lower. However, if you want to do something, pay it off quicker, you do something shorter, I'm going to give you a few different options, and I'm going to give you three basic options, which I think are the best options for your business based on other customers. The first option would have you put your first and last payment due at signing. So in this case, if you did a 5-year term, that's 60 payments, you won't get a bill for your first month, you won't get a bill for your last month. You'd have 58 remaining payments. The second option you would do is you would actually have basically a larger payment, one payment at signing, and then 59 remaining payments. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over a few options.
Like a
Hopefully, you had a
deposit, like a deposit, like a down payment.
correct. And I'm going to go through it all of it for you. Okay. So on option one, let's just bring this up, and we're financing the full cost of the saw. So let's just bring this up. Give me one second. That payment would be $1,015.81. You'd be financing the full cost of the saw, and that's on a 5-year term. I'm also though, I think you guys are doing a lot of work. So what I'm going to also do is give you what I think is another option, which is a 3-year option. If you do the 3-year option, your payments are going to be $1,538.96.
15, 38, 96. Okay.
So those
For
include
3
two
years.
payment yeah, those include two payments and a small documentation fee due at signing, and they cover your first and last payment. Now, the other option is there is another approval that has where you're going to actually write a little more money down. It's a really good approval. It really depends on your cash flow needs, but I want to offer you both programs. So on this one, you're going to do what's called 10% as first payment. And what that means is that it's not a down payment. You're gonna have it's gonna this amount due at signing is gonna cover your first full month, and then you're gonna have to pay a small one-time documentation fee. So if we assume we did the full amount, you'd have $4,150 as your first payment and a small documentation fee, but your payment for the remaining term would actually be quite a bit lower. You'd be looking at payments of about $8.93 a month.
Okay. And this is the 6 year also?
This the 5-year.
Or the 60 months, right?
Correct. Correct. Now, do you mind if I kind of give you my thought and my feedback here? Is that okay?
Please, please do.
Yeah,
Yes, please do.
absolutely. How much cash do you guys have on hand right now?
I want to say that available.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. I want to say maybe available. I want to say, like, to be sure, 15.
Okay. So give me one second because I want to rerun these numbers. Give me one second. Make sure this is accurate. I guess the other question is this: are you guys looking for any equipment in the near future? And by near future, I mean the next 6 months.
Like, beside the saw?
Yeah, like water polishing machines, trucks, anything like that.
A big investment like this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would need to see right now. I'm going to go talk to my husband. I'm probably going to call you back because he's going to have questions, and then maybe I can answer that. But I don't know, because, you know, once he does this, maybe he'll have more work and he will have to purchase something, you know.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go. I can go home and ask him.
Okay. This is my thought process on this file, just to kind of give mm-hmm. you my feedback. And let's just bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. So, my suggestion is this. If you can swing it, both approvals are good, but mm-hmm. my suggestion is this. I think you're obviously committing to a monthly payment, and
right.
I think that one of the things that was really important to you was, and I think your goal is to not to take a liberty here, but was saying, hey, look, I'm paying about between $700 to $1,000 just to
mm-hmm.
subcontract my work, and plus whatever I'm doing. And if I can get a payment that's around there, then
mm-hmm.
it's perfect, because I'm not paying any more than I currently am, and
mm-hmm.
I'm saving a ton on the other stuff, plus I'm getting the tax break, plus I'm going to own equipment. My suggestion would be to do the 10% down as first payment. And the reason is simply, it keeps your, because you're putting a little more down,
mm-hmm.
yes, and the difference is honestly very negligible. You're looking at, the difference to me is,
mm-hmm.
I mean, well, let's just calculate the difference.
Mm-hmm.
By putting $2,000 down on a 5-year term, you're going to put about $2,000 or $2,100 more due at signing. Well, what does that save you? That saves you about $120, $130 a month. And over
mm-hmm.
5 years, that's about $6,500. So my thought process would be doing as long as it's comfortable for you, to do
mm-hmm.
the 10% down as first payment. That's just my thought process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, if you guys tell us, hey, look, every dollar matters, and we just want to do 2 payments at signing, can provide that as well. I'm just here to give you some options.
Two payments at signing, which is the one you explained first and last.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, here's the way that I would look at it. If you're putting 2 payments at signing, your payment's about $1,015 a month. You can call it about, it's $1,015. You're getting out the door with about, including the documentation fees, like usually it's like $300, it's one time to do all the documentation
mm-hmm.
and processing. So
mm-hmm.
on option one is, you're writing a check
mm-hmm.
for about $2,500. Your payment's going to be about $1,015. The other option,
okay.
you're writing a check for about $4,450. Your payment's
mm-hmm.
about $893.
Okay.
There's not a huge difference. The difference per month is $120. It's not going to make or break you. But since your experience is you're paying around $700 to $900 a month
mm-hmm.
already,
yeah.
I think that is my thought process is to go that direction. And the reason why that payment is lower is because you have a little more skin in the game. When you're putting a little money down, you're
mm-hmm.
obviously going to pay us back quicker. When people don't put
right.
money down, they have less reason to pay us back. So you kind of
mm-hmm.
win by putting a little money down.
Right. Hello. Okay. Now, my husband was asking yesterday, because when I told him the stall is going to be available on November, until November the 6th,
mm-hmm.
he was asking, do we have to buy that one? What if we find one with somebody else that has it sooner?
Okay, so I can answer those questions. So
yes.
I've been with our firm for 9 years. I've worked with your equipment dealer for about 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer, be transparent with people, treat them the way you want to be treated. You got referred
mm-hmm.
to me by an equipment dealer. However, this situation
right.
comes up a lot. It comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So someone tells me, hey, look, Ruben, if I want to buy a saw sooner from someone else, can I do it? Here's how I answer it. If you really found a saw that you wanted from someone else, I would go to your dealer and say, hey, Penny, they want to go somewhere else. I don't want to hide anything from you. Is this okay? And he's going to go,
mm-hmm.
yeah, of course it is. But here's the information I'd share with you.
Mm-hmm.
you're not going to find a saw sooner, and you're not going to find a saw at the price point you want. The problem is that the average saw, there are saws that are a bit sooner, but they're going to be much more expensive, and more importantly, they're not going to be there that quicker. And by what I mean is that there's a vendor called Regent Stone Products. Have you heard of them? They're in Virginia Beach.
No, no.
They sell a lot of like little blades and tools. That's what they sell. They also sell big saws. How much does one of their saws cost? About $55,000. How long does it take to get the saw to get to you? Well, once in a while, they'll have a saw that will be shipped within a week or two. But the average turn time for actually once you place the order is in this industry is usually about 2 to 3 months. So you're not going to call someone else and get a saw delivered any sooner. I know to you it's like, because this saw gets when delivered, October?
November.
Is it October or November?
November the 5th or something like that. So we still have stock. Yeah, 2 months, November.
You have 2 months. You got September, October, you got 2 months.
Yeah.
If you find a saw that sooner, yes, I can do it all day long. But I think of what you're looking for, I think this is the saw that you're looking for, especially at your price. Because
this is the one he likes too, so I don't know what he's, what he was asking or why, such in a hurry.
I think that's how it goes.
I just thought I'd ask you. Yeah.
No, absolutely. So the answer is yes, I'd get his permission. I tell the truth. I've never, and Penny's not the kind of guy that says, oh, well, don't do their financing. He's completely cool with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to find a saw at the price you want for, and that's just kind of the reality of the situation. But the average, there's a lot of people that sell saws from Italy. They take 3 months. They take 4 months. There's U.S.-made saws. You in a perfect world, and you might get that saw, a month earlier, but Penny also sells other saws, so there might be something that's more available, but I think this is the one you guys want.
This is the one I called for another one, actually. It was kind of more expensive, but then he said this one was a little bit more cheaper, and this is the one that it had, I guess it had more options, and he told me go on the website and look at it and whatever. And that's how I came in contact with him.
Absolutely. From what he's told me, I mean, here's the way I play it. So the good news is you guys got an approval. It's discounted. It's good to go. We're looking forward to working with your company for a long time. It only goes under your business credit. It doesn't affect your personal credit. So when you apply for a home or car loan, this won't show up. It's very important. It won't show up on your personal credit. Regarding this saw, the reality is, if you find another saw, great. I just don't. I can understand. Hey, I'm ready to place the order, but why is it taking 2 months? There's no one else that sells the saw. This saw will not get to you quicker by anyone else because they're all made in the factory and shipped in a certain time frame. So you will not find the saw.
And I think it makes sense because we looked for a long time, Saturday, believe me. I mean, we had looked already before, and I think this is the one that came up. And so we had looked before, and like you say, they're hard to find. So that's why, I was like, well, we came up on this one again.
Yeah.
So that's why, that's why I called. That's why I called Penny. And
sometimes,
I called on Saturday.
Sometimes you're lucky where the saw will be. I mean, I've done loans for people where there's a saw on the water, and it happens to be right time, right place. But 2 months, it's actually not a huge lead time for this type of equipment.
Okay. So let me see. It's 5 o'clock here. It's 3 in San Diego.
It is.
I was getting ready to leave the office. I work part time somewhere else, but I'm 10 minutes from the house. So, and I think he's home. So let me. And he's been asking. He's been calling me.
Yeah, no, so, I wanted to go the extra mile and see if I could save you guys some money, which I'm glad I did. But now you're ready to rock and roll. Just what I would say the next step is, I think the best deal is to do the little more money down. I'd assume you'd go with that. Just get back to me, let me know. I can send you paperwork tomorrow, and you can get your order placed tomorrow if that works for you.
Okay. Let me see. Let's see. Oh, okay. And then regarding my credit, tell me who I owe.
So what I'll do is
what was it?
Yeah, we're not what's called a credit reporting agency. So what I can do is I have to black out your social tomorrow and scan it. But I can send you a copy. I can show you these little collections, and you can get it over to like whoever you're talking to get that stuff taken care of.
Whoever I'm talking to, where?
I'm sorry, whoever the collection companies are.
Oh, whoever. Okay. So, let me, you know what? Somebody did call me like 2 months ago, and somebody opened credit under my name, and it wasn't me. I wonder if that's it. Is it new? Is it like 2 or 3 months old?
I think they're pretty recent, correct?
Yeah, see, and it was pretty new, and then they told me I called, but they couldn't verify the social, so it wasn't me. And it was some store. I wrote it down here on my calendar. It's probably that. And I just thought, well, they're going to... And it was a collecting agent. It was a collection. I left it here. Okay, anyway. So let me talk to my husband, and I'll be calling you back probably within the hour, because I know he's going to have more questions. And I really like that 10% down.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Uh-huh, and then let me see what the... And then I'll tell him what the next step is, and then let me see. And then if I have any other questions regarding the... I'll try to explain both of them, and then I'll call you back, because I know that he's probably going to have a question.
Yeah, if you have any questions, just give me a holler. But we can send you documents tomorrow. We can order the documents tomorrow. Everything's done via fax. And then just to kind of add on, if you do want some additional cash to order slabs of granite or to do jobs, we do offer what's called a working capital loan. It's a completely different product. It is a cash loan where you can actually take cash and use it however you say fit. It's not used for equipment, but if you're looking for additional cash, you would probably get between $50,000 to $75,000, and that can be done within a day for you.
How much can you get? How much can you get?
It's no problem. It's a business loan, so it doesn't go under personal credit. You'd be looking at $50,000 to $75,000.
Okay. Now,
and it's unsecured.
Okay. And also,
so you don't put up anything. Unlike the equipment loan, you don't put up anything to get the loan. It's a cash loan.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then when you said, and then, okay, so if we just, let's say that, okay, we're doing all this or whatever, and then a few months from now, when I call you back, Ruben, my husband wants to buy another piece of equipment. Is that an option, or is that why you were asking?
Absolutely. So the thing is, if we work with customers on the kind of the repeat basis, so if you want to come back and say, hey, look, we're wanting to get a water jet, or we're looking to get a polishing machine, or we're looking to get, a templating machine. Yeah, you can do multiple different types of equipment loans through us. That's not a problem.
Okay. So let me pass on this information to him, and I will call you back, hopefully. I'll call you back by today, because he's anxious.
Okay, we'll get it rocking and rolling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.